Welcome to Stoic Habits. Make Stoicism a habit every day.
This podcast is brought to you by the Stoic Mindset Career Coaching Program. Become a better professional through integrity and build a career on character. Find out more at livestoic.com/coaching. The reasoning mind is the most powerful tool in the practice of Stoicism, but the mind needs to be cared for. Find out how to maintain your brain by signing up for my free weekly newsletter. When you sign up, you get instant access to 2 free reports, how to implement Stoicism in 7 areas of life, and how to start a daily journal. Go to livestoic.com/newsletter for more information. Fragments, Part 20. Those whose bodies are in good condition are able to withstand heat and cold, and so likewise those with souls are in the right condition can bear anger and grief and immoderate joy and all other emotions. From anxiety, one thing that might be suggested is talking therapy. There's different types of mental illness, including anxiety and depression. Talking therapy is something that can help. Even if you do not have a mental illness but are experiencing personal issues, talk therapy can be something that can help you in addition to the practice of Stoicism. Talking therapy is a type of therapy which involves talking to somebody about things that worry them. This could be an hour-long appointment during which you offload problems and concerns with a health professional. You can be doing talking therapy with a psychologist, psychiatrist, or a counselor. Most sessions are carried out by counselors. So what happens during the talking therapy? During therapy sessions, you'll be asked a variety of questions by the counselor. You don't have to answer any questions that you don't feel comfortable with. That gives you the opportunity to share with them anything that you would like to talk about, including your concerns, worries, and stresses. You don't have to worry about information being shared because legally, they're not allowed to pass information due to confidentiality. Talking therapy can give you insight into what somebody else thinks about a situation which might be arising. You might be worrying a lot about a certain situation, but after speaking to someone about it after some time, your worries might be unjustified. It's not whether anybody thinks you should worry or not. It's about making sure that you should not need to worry about the situation. You might think it's a waste of time or money to be involved with talking therapy, but it has had great results for a lot of people who suffer from anxiety or just any kind of personal issues or problems. It can help to talk to someone who isn't a member of your family or friend, who is a professional, who you won't feel like you're being judged, and to be allowed the moment to share your problems and concerns. Talk therapy with a mental health professional will also allow you to have suggestions on how to cope with anxiety throughout the week. Keeping a journal, practicing mindfulness, and meditation can also help. Many types of therapies, like cognitive behavioral therapy, have origins with Stoicism, have connections with Stoicism. If you're considering it, it is a great addition to practicing Stoicism to help with the personal issues you might be facing. Thank you for listening to Stoic Habits. For more on self-improvement with Stoicism, check out our website, livestoic.com.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.